Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, joining me today on the phone line is Dr. Robert Brady, Assistant Professor of Psychiatry at DHMC. Thank you so much, Doctor, for taking the time today.
Happy to be with you, Matt.
Dr. Brady, a lot of people concerned with their physical health during this COVID-19 pandemic over the last several weeks. People concerned about making sure that they're remaining physically active because they're not able to go to the gym anymore, trying to have good eating habits, which are all good things, obviously. But how important is it for us to focus on our mental health during this time?
Yeah, it's a great comment and question. And there's a lot to it. So over a decade ago, the World Health Organization actually came out with a statement, no health without mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really relevant to what you're asking. It's really important that we all keep in mind that your mental health does affect your physical health. So I see this most commonly with anxiety and mood disorders such as depression. When I'm anxious and I'm avoiding situations, or I have some dislike for the anxious feelings in my body, or maybe when my mood is down, I'm less likely to engage in those beneficial physical and social behaviors like exercise and, you know, get-togethers, that sort of thing. And so that's actually going to worsen my physical health as well. So I may be less likely to sleep well, maintain healthy diet. So really, the physical and mental are not separate.
Right.
There is no mind-body split. The mind is what our brain does, our brain's in our body. And so it's really important that we're attending to the mental well-being, in part to facilitate and help out the physical health. This is a time to be attending to your emotions, your behaviors, and your thinking during this time.
On the line with Dr. Robert Brady, Assistant Professor of Psychiatry at DHMC. And obviously, this is an anxious time for a lot of people with having to stay home, and they're worried about their health. They're worried about money and the economy. What are some simple things that we can do if we're feeling overly anxious to help calm down? Are there some exercises or just some general rules of thumbs that people can kind of implement if they're feeling the anxiety is too much for them?
Right. Yeah, it's a good question. It is a universal stressor. And so I don't know anyone who is immune from the situation, the effects it's bringing on in terms of stress. So with that said, the first thing that I've been advising folks to do is be understanding of yourself and accept that you're feeling anxious. This is kind of anxiety's time to shine. If you consider what anxiety is, it's an emotional response intended to keep us safe from harm, to stay away from harmful things. Anxiety is the appropriate response here. So it's really important that we're actually saying, okay, I'm feeling anxious, and I'm going to accept that that's the way I'm feeling right now. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with me. This is understandable. With that said, there are times when anxiety goes beyond what's helpful. And so this is really the case for worry. So worry is an attempt to solve a problem before it ever happens. Mm-hmm. And it's not particularly effective because we tend to bounce around from thing to thing instead of doing the thoughtful problem solving. Again, there's no real problem in that moment. So what I encourage people to do is, if you notice that you're starting to worry, use that as a cue to ask yourself, is the thing I'm really worrying about, is it actually happening and occurring in this moment? Mm-hmm. So if that problem hasn't actually surfaced, if it's not really going on, then this is not the moment to devote time to it. And instead, I would say, let's disengage and go do something that's pleasurable and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. If there is the actual thing you fear that's right in front of you, then that indicates a real problem that you'll need to solve. And there are effective tools to help with problem solving. Yeah. And then lastly, and this one's one that people don't always immediately recognize, but worry can start to stray. It can start to feel like it's not contained. And so what I've advised people to do is, If you tend to be the type of person who's worrying throughout the day, write down your worries. Just jot them down. It doesn't even have to all be coronavirus. It could be anything. Write down a worry, and then just put that list aside and dedicate a worry time later on during the day. That can be 20 or 30 minutes where you say, I'm going to do all of my worrying right now. What you're actually doing is kind of setting the occasion to do the worrying. You're corralling it a bit. And just spending that 20 to 30 minutes, if you don't need that full time to worry, fine. The next day, reduce it a little bit. And it's almost like you're compacting that worry and you're starting to place it under control a little bit more.
Really good tips there. As you said, if you put the time aside for it, you're almost kind of trying more in control of the worry than it is of you. That's a really, really good tip.
You're setting the occasion.
On the line with Dr. Robert Brady, assistant professor of psychiatry at DHMC. And Dr. DHMC is now launching a 6-part virtual webinar to actually help people cope through this pandemic on a mental health stage. Can you tell us a little bit about the webinars and how people can participate in them?
That's right. So this is the Heads Up Coping Through COVID-19 series that will cover a number of topics, including how to manage working at home while homeschooling, some time to focus on high school and college students learning online and who are isolated from friends. Also focusing on adults who are experiencing anxiety or struggle with mental illness prior to the onset of the pandemic. We'll also be addressing healthcare workers and first responders, along with seniors and those who are caring for them. And all of these will feature Dartmouth-Hitchcock experts discussing the challenges and concerns that this is bringing on. Your listeners can watch these live on the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Facebook page, and they'll also be archived on the Dartmouth-Hitchcock YouTube page. Our first one actually starts tomorrow, Wednesday, April 22nd, featuring my colleague, Dr. Aaron Barnett, and Carolyn Christie, a social worker at Dartmouth-Hitchcock in the intensive care nursery. They'll be addressing school, family, and additional challenge faced by new parents during this time. So that should be an interesting one. Your listeners can submit questions for the experts prior to each webinar. They can do that using the social@hitchcock.org address. And questions can also be asked on the DH Facebook page during each of the live streams. And listeners can get more information about the Heads Up Coping Through COVID-19 Mental Health Webinar Series by visiting go.d-h.org/heads-up.
Really, really great thing for DHMC to be doing right now. As you indicated earlier, Doctor, mental health is health. So everyone needs some coping mechanisms, and these webinars are a really great thing. And they'll be, as I said, 6 parts, and starting tomorrow with the first part. And you can watch it live and each and every Wednesday, and you can just keep your eye on the DHMC Facebook page for more info. Dr. Robert Brady, assistant professor of psychiatry at DHMC, thank you so much again for the time today. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thanks, Matt.